This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Andrea Seabrook. U.S. troops continue to search for three American soldiers believed captured by al-Qaeda during an ambush south of Baghdad Saturday. Four soldiers were killed in the same attack. The Army confirms that all seven men were members of the 10th Mountain Division based at Fort Drum. Reporter David Summerstein was there as the news reached the base in Watertown, New York.
Bradley's military supplies just outside Fort Drum's gates, a one-stop shop for uniforms, patches, and buzz cuts. Staff Sergeant Walter Melendez is picking up a change of command plaque. He gasps when he hears the news.
It's just incredible, the emotions right now, sir.
Melendez says he led units safely home from Iraq twice.
When you hear that other units get hit, you know, I can just imagine right now their state of mind, the devastation, because these are guys that you do physical fitness in the morning with, you have lunch with them, you go through their family crisis, you help them out, you rebuild them, and it's a team. And when one of the members of that team is gone or is missing, you don't feel complete.
Melendez hugs a Bradley's employee. She says she's too shaken to talk because one of the dead soldiers just shot there 3 weeks ago while he was on leave. Specialist Jeremy Creighton's picking up fresh uniforms. He's training to return to Iraq this summer. He says this ambush, especially the three kidnapped soldiers, hits home.
People that are in necessarily your unit but your division are over there going through that right now. It's just hard to hear.
The military confirmed today that all seven ambushed soldiers are with the 4th Battalion, 31st Infantry of the 2nd Brigade. They had been in Iraq for 10 months. At a press conference this afternoon, Fort Drum spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Paul Fitzpatrick said more than 4,000 soldiers are using all their resources to find the missing troops.
It's been the unfortunate experience of the limited events that has transpired, particularly in Iraq, that soldiers have been captured. They have not all turned out well. But this is a search and rescue operation, and it remains a search and rescue operation in the hopes of finding our soldiers accounting for them.
Fitzpatrick says the military has notified all the families of the soldiers involved in the ambush and sent officers to their homes to help them cope. Bad news has become commonplace at Fort Drum. More than 130 10th Mountain Division soldiers have died in Iraq or Afghanistan since 2001. Hundreds more have been wounded. Tours of duty have been extended unexpectedly. Family absences grow longer. Next door at the Dunkin' Donuts, Christina Drowen says it's part of being in this military.
You don't want it to happen, but you have to be prepared that it might happen.
Drowen's married to a career soldier and is the daughter of one, too. She pauses, then adds, a kidnapping is the hardest to be prepared for.
Unfortunately, if they're dead, you know it's done, it's over with, and you can move on a little easier. If they're not, you have to be constantly worrying, you know, what's the next step?
For most people here, it's anxious waiting. But the daily pace of wartime continues. A homecoming is planned tonight for a small unit returning from Afghanistan. Several thousand soldiers are training to return to Iraq later this summer. For NPR News, I'm David Summerstein at Fort Drum, New York.